I'm Samantha Morrill, joined here with Rusty Rackenbach. He's coordinating an effort to commemorate the life and work of Andrew Tribble, a lifelong performer who was born right here in Union City, Kentucky. Rusty, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So give me just a quick rundown of Andrew Tribble's life. I know that there's a lot to cover. What would you like people to know about him?
Well, he was born in Madison County. He's one of the few, if only, entertainment celebrities that came from Madison County. He was very famous on Broadway and in Chicago in his lifetime. He actually died on stage performing in Baltimore, Maryland in 1935. He was born actually in 1876. There's been some discrepancy of 79, 76, but seems to be 1876 in Union City. With his brother, who was just in a year difference, Amos mm-hmm. and Andy, who later became very famous on those characters fashioned after these two brothers became very famous on radio and television, what, in the 1940s and 50s and so forth. But they were born at Union City. They moved away when he was about six or seven to Richmond, Indiana. But he went on to become very famous on Broadway in vaudeville as a vaudeville song and dance man. He married Bessie, and they had a son, and they performed together on stage. But in, I think, 1906, he actually went out on stage one night thinking that there was no one in the audience and was just hamming it up. And the manager happened to be in the audience, and Colin Johnson, who were famous producers, African-American at the time, heard him and were very impressed, and they discovered him and made him famous on stage. And he became the first comic African-American female impersonator,
mm-hmm.
like Tyler Perry and Eddie Murphy and all of those who take this genre actually from, historically, from Andrew Tribble from Madison County.
And as I understand, he was doing that during women's suffrage.
Yes. You know, because he comes out on stage, he makes people laugh about, you know, there was so much hostility in the air, so much conflict, so much fighting over the 19th Amendment and women's suffrage and the role of women on stage, you know, as well as the role of women in the household. And he helps people laugh at themselves, mm-hmm. see the humor in it. He didn't make fun of it. He helped people laugh at themselves. And so I always really admire that he actually contributed something worthwhile in our history at that time. Andy Tribble, on Broadway, vaudeville, in the 1900s. Yeah.
So tell me about the marker that's going to be placed and commemorated to
Well,
him.
I've had wonderful people contribute to this over the last 3 years, and it will be erected this week at the park at Union City, so people can come by and learn about him at their own leisure when they walk through the park. The dedication is this Sunday, October the 6th, at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's supposed to rain, which will be wonderful, so I'm not complaining about that. I've been praying for rain.
Yeah.
If after going to all this work and planning this event and it rains, I'll be very thrilled because we need the rain terribly.
Well, good.
Your umbrella.
Bring your umbrella. Come and see the marker. As I understand it, you were telling me that it's difficult to find information, a lot of information about Andrew Tribble and
his
brother.
It has been, and I hope in the years to come that we will find out more. As I was telling you earlier, I had contacted the Historical Society in Chicago when I first started this, trying to find out more information about him, and they had very little. He was very famous at the time, and I said, why is it that in his own hometown where he was born, people don't even remember him? No one I've come across, as I started this in Madison County, had ever heard of him. I hadn't. And they said because being African-American at that time, their life and their history was not deemed to be that important, so it wasn't recorded, which is very sad. And hopefully we're changing that. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about. These people who have really contributed to our country, to its history, to entertainment, to making people happy, making people laugh, they've been forgotten and they need to be remembered. And one of, you know, our success stories comes from Madison County, Andy Tribble.
How did Andy end up on your radar? What started all of this?
Well, I bought this old log building on Boonesboro Road, and the roof had caved in, and I put every penny I have into restoring it. And as I was doing that, not knowing it when I bought it, discovered that it had been the parsonage, the home, of the Reverend Andrew Tribble, who was a white Baptist minister who came to Kentucky in this traveling church experience in 1785, 1786, comes to Kentucky to bring religion to this new western territory of what was then Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that Reverend Tribble contributed to the starting of most of the Baptist churches in Madison County, Clark County as well. Even White Oak Pond Church, which I served for 25 years, had been a Baptist church, log church, in 1785. And he was instrumental in that church and in changing the name to becoming the White Oak Pond Church, named after Reverend Pond, who had served the church. But that was done by Andrew Tribble, the minister. Anyway, he and his wife, Sarah Burris, had 12, 14 children.
Wow.
And had a very large mansion of a house, which was made out of logs, but it was covered in clapboard, had shutters, like a beautiful Georgian home,
mm-hmm.
plastered on the inside. And after his life, and throughout the ages, they would start taking these big, huge log buildings down. And because the logs fit together, you can take a whole section down and you still have a house. So there was a third of the house left, and the tenant workers on the farm and others would rent it on the Tribble farm here in Richmond. So in 1967, it was moved to where it is today. Nathan Amster bought it, took it down, brought it over to Boonesboro Road. At the time, there was no Fort Boonesboro. There was no recognition of Daniel Boone in the county. So he took it upon himself to take this old log parsonage of Andrew Tribble, the minister, reconstruct it into the first Kentucky History Museum in the county.
Oh.
And he had a lot of historic relics, and they were on display. And he was working on the roof and had a heart attack, a stroke, and died. So actually, he saved this parsonage building and gave his life for it. So it's fallen into my hands, being also a minister, trying to keep the history of pioneer ministers in Kentucky alive. And then in doing this and looking up on the internet, Andrew Tribble, I would come across this African-American vaudeville actor. and then found out that, of course, he was one of the descendants of the Reverend Andrew Tribble's household and their enslaved persons. And kept that name, Andrew Tribble.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Andy Tribble, his father's name was Andrew Tribble. So that name, Andrew Tribble, goes on from generation to generation to generation.
Wow. So kind of by chance.
Yes.
You found this amazing connection over all of these generations.
It wasn't anything I chose to do. It's a calling, you know, that I believe in my faith that the Lord calls us to things. And we can respond or we can ignore. And so I try and respond and be obedient. And that's what I've done.
That's really incredible. I'm Samantha Moreland. If you're just joining us, I'm here with Rusty Rackenbach. He's leading an effort to commemorate the life of Andrew Tribble, a lifelong performer, a vaudevillian, and trendsetter. As you were researching Andrew Tribble, what were some of the more interesting bits that you came across? Maybe something that surprised you?
Oh, listen to this, though. You know the song Lift Every Voice and Sing?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Black National Anthem. It's a beautiful, beautiful hymn by Colin Johnson, the Johnson brothers. And they are the ones who discovered Andrew Tribble. So actually, maybe it's a stretch, but actually it's very true that Richmond in Madison County, Union City, is mm-hmm. connected to this hymn, Lift Every Voice and Sing, through Andy Tribble.
Oh, wow.
And they were the ones who wrote Under the Bamboo Tree and other songs of the time. You know, it's interesting. Colin Johnson, they took black vaudeville, the African-American vaudeville and changed it. They lifted it up and made it very sophisticated. You know, it was very for the elitist classes. And, you know, they were in formal wear when they performed. And they really improved vaudeville for the African-American community and for the country, actually. And they're credited for that. And wrote lots and lots of songs that we know and that were popular in vaudeville of the day. Many of those have been forgotten, of course. But Lift Every Voice and Sing is one of them, mm-hmm. Which is wonderful that that's a part of the life of Andy Tribble.
An amazing connection to our country's history,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right here in Madison County. We're coming into a very busy time of the year, and people have school and other activities. What would you say to somebody to encourage them to come out and see this tribute to this amazing life?
Well, first of all, I understand their situation, and I encourage people to be with their families. But what better family event, really, when you think about it, than to take your children to this very reclusive area, Union City, the park,
mm-hmm.
And show them the history of Kentucky and people who have been forgotten, who deserve to be remembered, people who really contributed to the history of our country in a positive way. You know, I mean, you know, to make people laugh is very healing and very important. You know, in times of trouble, we turn to those people, whether it's, you know, you put on an old movie or a comedy or you know, you want to laugh. I went to a Rotary convention a year ago or so, and someone at the podium said, "When was the last time you really laughed?" And it really shook me up.
Oh, yeah?
Because I thought, well, I'm not really sure. And they were talking about how important laughter is in our lives for healing and for health.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's what Andy Tribble was all about. You know, he lived his life on stage. He gave his life. He even died on stage to make people laugh. Anyway, you know, to come to the park on Sunday to witness this, to learn about it, to experience it, to allow your children to experience it, to see that this is important, to remember people who've really contributed to our history, and bring your umbrella. It's supposed to rain. I hope it rains. I'll be so thrilled if it rains. We need the rain so badly, but I do encourage people to come out. The invitation is for the public,
mm-hmm.
to come out Sunday afternoon at 2:30. At the Union City Park for the dedication of the Andy Tribble Interpretive Marker.
What do you have next on your plate?
Well, it was suggested to me by Jackie at the Madison County Historical Society meeting a year or so ago that if there was money left over for this marker, and there has been a little bit, to commemorate the life of William L. Hawkins, who is a folk artist, a painter, who was also born at Union City, also African American.
Wow.
So you have these two artists through music and dance and comedy, Andy Tribble, born in Union City. And then you have William L. Hawkins, who is a painter born at Union City.
Rusty, where can people find more information about both of these efforts?
I think the best way is on Facebook, on my Facebook page, which is Old Parsonage of Andrew Tribble. And I will have information about the William L. Hawkins Interpretive Marker through Friends of the Rose, which is a nonprofit organization for historic preservation in Madison County.
Rusty Rackenbach, leading the effort to commemorate the life of Andrew Tribble, born right here in Madison County. Rusty, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Samantha. Good being with you.